£86 million in tax. Imagine that could go towards paying for doctors and nurses and medicine and beds. The NHS is failing because boots don't pay their tax. If the rich paid their tax, we could have the best health service in the world. We could pay for doctors and nurses.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. First of all, I should apologise to listeners for my appearance. I'm going to wash my hair and have a shave tonight. I was watching Newsnight a couple of days ago when, for about half a second, I caught sight of a familiar figure with a blood-stained bandage on his head, scuffling with police on Oxford Street. After considerable effort, we located that individual, and he is here in the studio today. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, Barry.
No, I'm William. William English.
Oh,
and,
sorry. Yeah.
And you are Professor James Tregaskis.
Before we go any further, I want to dispel a rumour.
No, I'm sorry. This isn't a platform for you to dispel rumours. We're here to discuss serious political issues.
He knows exactly what I'm going to say, but I'm not going to say anything. Okay.
You bought your professorship, you mean? Is that what you're talking about?
I admire your agility of thought there, Barry.
Go on then. What's the rumour?
No. I just wanted to say that... myself and Barry have never had a homosexual relationship at this time or any time, as far as I'm aware, in the past.
Right. Well, that's you and Barry taken care of. Now, I think you'd like to read a surrealist poem.
Oh, yes, that's right. Can I just move the microphone a bit? That's better.
Yep.
Yeah, this comes from a little booklet that my father gave to me. He bought it in June 1936, and he was interested in surrealism. In fact, he bought it at the time when there was a happening outside the Royal Academy of Salvador Dali with a diving helmet. They couldn't get the diving helmet undone. He was panicking, and he had two large dogs on a lead. Anyway, this poem comes from the pamphlet Contemporary Poetry and Prose, and it's sort of, I was looking at it the other day, and it's sort of, there's a poem in here by Roger Roughton, who's an English surrealist, and it sort of forecasted to some extent the what's happening now. It's called Animal Crackers in Your Croup.
What's a croup?
Croup is like your gizzard, your neck.
Okay, and this is spelt like Roughton.
C-R-O-U-P.
No, the poet.
Sorry, Roughton.
Roughton.
R-O-U-G-H-T-O-N.
An English surrealist poet.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Actually, can I just ask you to stop the soundtrack? Because
yes.
This is where the girl gets arrested. And I think you can start at the beginning if you want. So I didn't want you to lose that. Anyway, this is it. I have told you that there's a laugh in every corner and a pocketbook stuffed with rolls of skin to pay off the bills of the costive, to buy a new pipe for the dog, to send a committee to bury a stone. I have told you all this, but do you know that tomorrow the palmist will lunch on his crystal? Tomorrow, revolt will be written in human hair. Tomorrow, the hangman's rope will tie itself in a bow. Tomorrow, Virginia Creeper will strangle the clergy. Tomorrow, the witness will tickle the judge. Tomorrow, this page will be found in a womb. Tomorrow, the lovers will answer the palace. Tomorrow, Karl Marx will descend in a fire balloon. Tomorrow, the word that you lost will ask you home. Tomorrow the Virgin will fall down a magnified well. Tomorrow the news will be broadcast in dialect. Tomorrow the beautiful girl will attend. Tomorrow a cloud will follow the bankers. Tomorrow a child will rechristen our London as London! Tomorrow a tree will grow into a hand. Yes, listen. Tomorrow the clocks will chime like voices. Tomorrow a train will set out for the sky. National papers, please reprint.
No, trust you. It's just this. What is it?
It's just an old hanky, but it's got just a bit of my ink on it.
Why are you doing that?
You're right.
What kind of world do you want to live in, really?
Does anyone have the number for the person using pepper spray?
Hold his head back.
It's the guy.
Hold your head back.
Hold your head back. Don't worry.
No.
Hold your head. This.
This is like a thing.
Leave it. Get all that some milk. Soy milk back. This is not
good. In the London Met in 2011, I can promise you.
It was you. In my face, you were that far away.
I can absolutely.
Totally inappropriate.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Come away.
Idiots.
You okay, man?
It's not dirty, it's just my hand.
Does anyone know where the newest news agent is?
I saw
Well, James.
She's my wife, and leave her alone.
She needs to move when I'm telling her.
Okay?
You're being recorded. She's ignoring me.
She's not.
Do not push.
Calm the fuck down.
You calm down. Move back. Calm. Effort. Come on. Now, you've had your go. Well, keep a safe distance. You know what they're saying.
Sarah, numbers.
Everett, behind you, there's a guy who's injured. Now, come on.
Be careful, yeah?
Just give him some space. Get your bag, get some air, man. Oh, fuckers. Well done, you're very brave.
This is a peaceful protest. No harm's been done.
We're not doing anything. You're free. You're in a free country, right? This is what's happening. You're losing your freedom, all of you.
Protest and a pepper spray protester.
Four people have been injured for doing nothing.
People have been pepper sprayed.
Just here.
Holding a peaceful protest.
For healthcare, at Boots. Get your pepper spray at Boots. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the publicity, police. But we would have liked to have kept publicity like that. Yes, we are the UK. Protest!
Overbearing use of force for nothing.
Stop.
You nearly got arrested. You watch yourself.
No, I'm all right.
No, no, no.
I cannot.
Look at his face. Shit.
Nice. This is your country. Come on. Yeah.
James, what's going on here?
Well, I don't know the name of the girl that got arrested, but it all happened very quickly. She was pushing some leaflets through the double doors, at the main doors at Boots 361 Oxford Street last Sunday, and she was pushing some leaflets through the door. I mean, is that criminal damage? I'm not sure. But anyway, she gets whisked off by a female police sergeant who... And then things got pretty nasty. Everyone sort of said, what's she done? We're not being violent. Why are you being violent to us? Because they drew pepper spray all in a very, very short space of time. And
what, more than one? Or
I think there were about four or five, maybe half. There were the mixture of coppers and the community support officers.
Oh, yeah. Can you? What were the circumstances leading up to the use of the spray? Because were they on the defence, as it were? Were you kind of pursuing them, or were
well, it was
they
on
just
the back of her arrest. We followed, tried to follow the girls being arrested to say why are you objecting to it. And then there was a group of coppers who came out and stopped us from getting near the arresting officer.
Uh-huh. How many of us were there?
There weren't very many of us. There possibly were maximum. Well, nearby, I mean, and within distance of the immediate distance there were probably about dozen, maybe 20 people.
Yeah, and not actually peaceful protesters. We're talking about people that were just
definitely peaceful. We just had some leaflets, and one guy had a loud hailer, and that's about it.
So it's not as though you were spoiling for a fight or anything.
No. We dressed up in costumes, and we had, I mean, nurses. There were nurses dressed up, and there were, you know.
And you had a bandage on your, a sort of bloodstained bandage on your head.
Yeah, I was a patient.
Yeah. Well, you very nearly were a patient, weren't you? Mm. But so what happened? So then is it known that police carry this spray? I mean, is this a standard?
I think it was issued as a directive on this particular march because previously there was a very peaceful march on the Saturday the day before. And I think largely because people avoided getting kettled by Suki.org, which there's a software you can download an app you can download to avoid being cornered. And there were moves, mumbles really. The Home Secretary had said there might be possible use of more, consider use of greater force and so on. And I think they just went to this very peaceful demonstration, ready to use this. Substance on us without any sort of I don't know what their criteria were for drawing this stuff, but there wasn't any warning at all. They literally started spraying people without anything, no verbal warnings, not keep back, we have CS spray, keep back would have been enough to maybe avoid any further nastiness.
So
it was all very good natured up to
then. Is it like an aerosol spray or a kind of...
Yeah, it's just like a little jet of liquid that came out.
Right.
And you know, there were four people who got it full straight on, not on their chest, but straight aimed for their eyes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, doesn't that strike you as being quite harsh?
Yes, but I suppose that's how it works, isn't it?
You don't have to spray in the face.
Well, presumably that's how it works. I don't know. But I suppose that's what they do with the stuff because that's what, you know, incapacitates the demonstrator.
I think just being near the spray is quite enough, actually. Yes.
Well,
it's a neurotoxin.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, just a cloud of it can put you back.
Uh-huh. So what was the consequence then? I mean, did this disperse people or...
It completely incapacitates anybody who's... So we were just surrounding people trying to, you know, rinse it out of their eyes.
Right.
We were pleading, I to hear on this recording, but at some point they're pleading to call an ambulance. And the ambulances didn't come for a... Gosh, it was... at least half an hour, maybe longer. There were a lot of police cars coming around immediately. This happened. We were surrounded by a lot of police cars. And we thought we were being cornered in. So it was all quite, it happened all quite quickly.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell us what's going on, please? Why have you closed boots today?
We haven't closed boots. We're just standing outside protesting at the unacceptable when the rest are paying 30% or more tax.
What is a fact? Other working taxes. Men and women.
Okay. Like Vodafone doesn't do it. And there's £6 billion over there who don't pay tax through their accountancy and. So, what's happening now?
That guy really does not look good, still.
I know. You should call a bloody
ambulance. Where are the ambulances?
Have you called one?
We called ambulances 10 minutes ago.
Could you tell us where the ambulance, when is the ambulance coming to treat these guys?
What ambulance, sir? Who's called an ambulance?
We have.
I don't know.
I know, but you
this
may
is,
be
This PC Borg. Sorry, Sergeant Borg. Who's actually a very civil chap. Full marks to him. He said basically couldn't get the ambulances any quicker. They didn't respond immediately like they used to. I don't know if that's because of the cuts or something. But the police didn't call anybody. Although they said on after Newsnight that there's a statement that said help was called immediately. And, you know, that's.
Right.
Pretty lame. Yeah. I'm not sure that's true or not, but the result was that they didn't come until, well, the effects of the spray virtually worn off. It's a pretty horrid thing to happen to you, and it would have been nice to have them arrive with the cops and rather than half an hour, 40 minutes after.
Yeah. And you got the number of one policeman.
Yeah, the main. Exponent of the CS spray was PC2440, and I think this has been reported by many people. It's not just me.
And what's the consequence then? I mean,
he sprayed himself. Actually, he was a stupid man. He actually got it on his own face, and we saw him wandering off down the alleyway.
Right. But will there be repercussions to this? Have you been called as a witness or something? Or,
well, it's been. I've submitted my statement, and quite a few other people have. It was tweeted out at the time to do that.
So, are you making a formal complaint or anything? Or
well, I've submitted my statement, and they know how to contact me if they want to. So, you know, that's.
Next to people using pepper spray, not aiming for the chest, aiming for the face.
Right on the face, in the eyes.
Right in the eyes.
This is amateurs using pepper spray, mate. That's really bloody worrying. That's really bloody worrying. I know, mate.
I didn't know they were armed. I never knew they were armed.
I
never knew they were armed.
That's wrong. That's amateurish. I know what I would.
Yeah, sure.
That's like an offensive
weapon.
Did
anyone shoot the? Have a film of that? Though?
Probably somebody did. Somebody was pulling off.
Actually, vent. No, not
it's a real shame.
Got it, my nose.
It's gonna be twice as hard to commit to nothing this next time. I wonder if that might have had something to do with it. This is just breaking the bread.
Right down this bunch of bread, it's like that.
Well, I was witness on the guy. I saw the guy do it.
Yeah.
So I was standing right behind you. Yeah, I can identify.
I'm sure.
Was it just one person or them?
No, the yellow glasses.
How did Boots react to this?
Well, I think there was one tweet which came from Boots Meal Deal, and that's actually if you look at the Guardian website, they withdrew the tweet And I think the person, there was a genuine Boots thing that was no longer used to publicise their product. And they were sympathetic to the people, that's the person or people in Boots sent that out. I think the person who did it might have got into trouble for doing that. But I think the general thing was that people, I think the police in general really felt quite uncomfortable looking at the community support officers and the people in Boots staring out at us from the scent counters and things. Mm-hmm. They looked a little bit uncomfortable.
Right.
With the whole thing.
Had the protesters tried to occupy the shop, or were they just standing outside?
No, well, the thing was that they went in and took off their coats and to reveal their nurses' and doctors' uniforms. Uh-huh. They basically shut the shop with them chanting inside. We were outside. We were 5 minutes late, but we were outside looking in. They were looking out at us, and they managed to shut the store. Mm-hmm. So they got inside and created a little bit of,
but it's fairly good natured
theater.
It
it's
like
good natured theater, right. and good luck to them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
CW144. That was a sergeant.
Sergeant Haley.
I can't comment on that.
Well, we were there.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I can see no point in following a police officer.
Yeah, but his actions, really his actions.
We're only asking to talk to him.
Sorry?
Did you see his actions?
I personally didn't see what was going on.
Shall I show you what happened? He just got his baton out. I was following him. He just got his baton out. And they were extremely threatening.
Starts next to Boots.
It's not necessary.
Use your voice. Use psychology. You don't just automatically take your baton out. That, to me, sounds like he is not in control.
He was the chap who sprayed himself.
I'm alone. He shouldn't be in uniform. I think somebody should have a chat with him if you wish to make a complaint.
I would like we would.
If you go to Charing Cross Police Station.
We will. We will.
Email it to someone.
Green and black.
Give me green and black cross.
Green and black cross. I remember paper. That. It's okay. Right, it's paper. On. It's being recorded.
Let me write it down as well.
That's the support group that offer legal help to marchers.
And if you could maybe,
so I'll see. I'll try to write down officer 2440.
This is amazing. So could you write up like a really quick little, just like a story?
I'll just say the email.
Yeah, cool. It's GBC.
GBC
Legal at riseup.net. But if that doesn't work, you can go to the Green and Black Cross website. So, like Green and Black Cross, and there's loads of guidelines.
Well, we've been talking to James Tregaskis, who attended the demonstration outside Boots on Oxford Street. What's next, James? Is there any kind of further actions planned, or will you be going with a gas mask next time?
Well, you know, I mean, it puts a lot of people off all this, I suppose, but I think we've got to try and be aware of what is happening, and, you know, that... I think fundamentally the HMRC should look into Boots, Vodafone and Topshop, whoever, Philip Green's activities, because I think, you know, there seems to be one rule for a large company and how they conduct their operations in the UK and an average UK taxpayers. That seems to be as simple as that. Why should there be a division? Quite apart from what the bankers do, I mean, this is absolutely... unacceptable circumstance, and I just hope that, you know, the government will have to reinvestigate. I believe the Vodafone thing has been reopened on the back of the activities of UK Uncut, so they certainly aren't wasting their time. I think all credit to them, and you know, and the appearance of this young chap on Newsnight, who was part of UK Uncut, I think it was great what he did. He was terrific, and being steamed into by Jeremy Paxman, who's a bully, and I think he was very brave, that guy, to go on and talk. I think it's terrific, and good luck to them in the future. There are other activities going on, and I'm sure you can easily find out if you look at follow UK Uncut. They send out quite a lot of information.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in and playing your recording.
Whatever happened to the heroes? A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. But class traitors were Lenin and Leon Trotsky. They abolished the Constituent Assembly. The Bolsheviks had demanded democracy that the capitalist government would not concede. The revolution could have spread to Germany, but their communist party suffered from naivety. The German ruling class killed heroes Karl and Rosa, and then funded the rise of Adolf Hitler. The Holocaust targeted not just Jews but socialists, gypsies, gays, disabled people and trade unionists. Hero Biko died in a white man's jail, 'cause the blacks and the coloureds played the Biko drum. Hero Nelson was allowed to live. Revolution beckoned, something had to give. White bosses finally let him go to stop revolution from below. Heroes Martin, Malcolm and JFK threatened to transform the USA. That's why they were blown away by the FBI or the CIA. Whatever happened to the heroes? Band-Aid 1984. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? In a world of plenty, so many shattered dreams. Capitalism is a curse. Third world problems get worse and worse. Something isn't happening there. Something isn't happening. 'Cause they send in the clowns and then they send in the tanks. Infiltration, assassinations and mind control. And not just the odd MI5 or CIA mole have so far stopped the revolution, but it is the only solution. Band-Aid 2004. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? In a world of plenty, so many shattered dreams. Whatever happened to the heroes? A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Militant tendency heroes beat the poll tax and at last got Maggie Thatcher off our backs. But there was a state infiltrator called Steve Nally, who after the riot said he'd name names on TV. Hero Peter did the working class a favour when he took Militant out of New Labour. And Hero Tommy, who led the Scottish Federation, when elected to Glasgow Council from jail, caused a sensation. He was imprisoned for 6 months for poll tax defiance. Scottish Militant Labour established the Scottish Socialist Alliance. The Alliance carried out direct action to try to stop a motorway extension. In that campaign, Rosie Kane became a new hero. And in the struggle for a republic, she later struck a blow. She was one of six Scottish Socialist Party members elected to the Scottish Parliament, but to the Queen's rule she objected. So when she had to swear an oath of allegiance to the Queen, she wrote "My oath is to the people" on her hand and wore jeans.